When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Fight on.
Hey, fix it.
Blind squirrel.
Who pulled the curtains?
For shame.
Who
for
broke
shame.
The screen?
Gong it out. Vic Petros and Money AM 570 LA Sports Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Thank you, Brady Quinn. Thank you, Tom Telesco. Both joined us in our previous 2 hours. We got a full 4 hour show tonight. Anything you missed can always be relived on the iHeartRadio app. It is Giving Tuesday. We are asking you to donate to the Justin Turner Foundation, Dream Center LA, and help them and us provide holiday meals to homeless veterans and those in need. We were able to get 7,500 Thanksgiving meals. We now have a goal of serving 20,000 holiday meals, 100 Christmas trees, but we need your help, and today we're doubling everything. All the donations are doubled on Giving Tuesday. DreamCenter.org/donate now. That is DreamCenter.org/donate now. Listener David Shaw donated $100. Got that doubled to $200. We had listener Dave from Orange donate $250, doubled to $500. So thank you to all you listeners for helping us out, making those donations. And also listener Sean Mike.
We'll talk to him.
Doubling it all.
Next hour, we'll catch up with old Sean Mike, Mr. Two First Names for a whole name. But joining us right now, a guy with a traditional first and last name. And the stove is hot. There's news. Let's go.
Now somebody was barbecuing.
EMS.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Hot stove talk.
And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis.
David Vassay at the real underscore DV, the great Dodger reporter that we have, beloved all through baseball, especially in the San Fernando Valley. At the real underscore DV, Spectrum Sportsnet LA, MLB Network, and right here on your home of the Dodgers. Okay, Dave, first and foremost, did Corey Seager want to stay?
Petros, as far as I know, he did want to stay if all things were equal. He did, as I reported with Rogan and Rodney yesterday, turn down an 8-year, $250 million contract. Jeez. During this spring training. So maybe he was trying to parlay that into a bigger deal, but it goes back to what I said about who represents the player. And Scott Boras usually takes his players to free agency. And the one thing that I would stress to Dodger fans is when it's a player the caliber of Corey Seager and when they're represented by an agent like Scott Boras, just enjoy the 6 years, because there's a good chance history shows that he will be on another team once he hits free agency.
Dave, they lose Corey Seager. They lose Max Scherzer to the Mets. Both guys getting giant contracts. Scherzer becomes the highest average annual contract in Major League Baseball. Is there any good news surrounding the Dodgers and free agency?
Yeah, well, number one, Matt, as far as Scherzer goes, there was good news because the Giants did not win the sweepstakes.
Yeah.
Because sources had told me on Sunday night that it wasn't between the Angels, Dodgers, Mets. It was actually between the Dodgers, Giants, and Mets, and the Mets won out. So I guess that's the silver lining in that equation. As far as free agency goes, the Dodgers have added depth to their bullpen, but the one thing that has occurred in the last 24 hours since Corey Seager has agreed to terms with the Texas Rangers, the Dodgers have now pivoted towards Orange County's own Freddie Freeman.
What?
They are engaged in talks right now, and what makes this all the more interesting is that Freddie Freeman, from my understanding, talking to people close to him, he has grown very impatient with the Atlanta Braves, because the Atlanta Braves were taking the strategy of waiting to see where the market goes before offering him a contract. So to my knowledge, the Braves still have not formally offered Freddie Freeman any sort of free agent contract, which has made him grow impatient. And when a door closes, there's another one that opens, and Andrew Friedman usually steps right through it. And I had Dodger players immediately. I had three different Dodger players of significance text me after Seager's news was announced. Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman.
What would he do? What would he bring?
Well, number one, he would bring teeth. He would bring a guy that plays every day, something that Corey Seager can't say.
Oh, burn!
Whoa,
Freddie Freeman plays close to 162 every season. You may argue that he's more productive of a hitter, of a consistent type, and he would allow Max Muncy to move to second base and DH, and Freddie, as he gets into his older years with the DH coming into the National League, could transition into having days as a DH as well. So he would bring a much-needed bat from the left side in the Dodger lineup. With Seager's departure and the uncertainty surrounding Max Muncy now, since he admitted that he has a torn UCL in his right non-throwing elbow.
Thanks, Will.
We'll leave it there.
Should we ask Sweet James about that, Dave? Like, do you think
Dave wants to answer that.
You don't think Muncy has a case?
I'm just here to tell you the hot stove news, Petros.
I just take the
you
pictures.
You could ask Sweet James what's taking so long with Trevor Bauer.
I'm Peter Parker.
So Trey Turner shifts to shortstop. Who pitches, Dave? What does this rotation look like? Clayton Kershaw's still out there. What are we doing?
Yeah, well, Clayton Kershaw, he may be pitching in a Rangers uniform if he chooses family first, which is a real possibility. But right now, the Dodger rotation, as it stands, is Julio Urias and Walker Buehler, two Cy Young finalists, followed by Andrew Heaney, who's a gamble with upside that the Dodgers acquired right after the World Series, and hypothetically speaking, Tony Gonsolin. So they have a lot of work to do to fill out their starting rotation.
Trevor Bauer.
And maybe Sweet James has a source in the LADA's office.
We could ask Sweet James about Bauer and litigation for the UCL joint.
Exactly.
Dave.
Aaron,
I think there's a lot on Sweet James's plate to answer for.
What's Kenley going to do, Dave?
Well, you know, I could see Blake Treinen becoming the Dodgers' closer if the price gets too high for Kenley Jansen, and he is going to take the largest contract he possibly can, because for all intents and purposes, this is his last opportunity at a big contract in free agency after being arguably the best closer in baseball last year. And an old friend, Don Mattingly, has engaged Kenley Jansen in talks. The Marlins and Jansen are in talks in Miami. A shorter boat trip and flight to Curacao for Kenley Jansen if he were to play in Miami. That's where he spends his off season.
Dave, some suggest that maybe we can avoid a lockout. Is that accurate? Are there real proposals being exchanged, or is this just getting drawn out until tomorrow?
Well, my understanding, I'm not there. I'm not in the room, but everything I've gathered from reporters that are there, it's hard to imagine they're going to make significant strides in 48 hours, considering they have not made significant strides in the last 60 days. So I feel like the lockout is inevitable, and that's why you're seeing a flurry of moves. And it would work in the Dodgers' favor if they could get a deal done with Freddie Freeman before the lockout.
Tomorrow?
Because, see, what holds the Braves back, and I'm not – this is, you know, money, you would love this, the business side of baseball. Mm. They're owned by a conglomerate in Liberty Media. So they have a board of directors with the Atlanta Braves. They're a very small P in a big portfolio. So they have to go through a lot more red tape to clear money to pay a Freddie Freeman than the Dodgers do. So if it goes into a lockout, hypothetically speaking here, if Freeman is unsigned, That would play in the Braves' favor to get their ducks in an order once the lockout is lifted. But the Dodgers and any other team that is interested in Freeman, and the Yankees have been in talks with him as well, it would behoove them to have a better shot at signing Freeman away from the Braves to get it done before 9 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow night.
So what does that look like, Dave? Is that an 8-year deal? Is it a 6-year deal? Is it a low year, huge average annual value? Like, what do you think that contract looks like?
I could see 6 years and somewhere in the 130 to 150 range, somewhere in that range for a 32-year-old first baseman who's not versatile but a really good player. But you know, he's a really good player that plays every day, and he's a great citizen. Ira Green, Sean Green's father, actually taught him hitting with his dad when he was a youth in Orange County. So he has a lot of ties to Los Angeles and the Dodgers.
Ira Green, one of our favorite Dodger dads. We love you, Dave. Great information. Great show of information today. @TheReal_DV. How come you don't tweet about all this stuff, Dave? How come you're not tweeting about Freddie Freeman
not
and the Dodgers?
My platform is with you and Rogan and Rodney. Te amo, my friends.
Wow.
Te amo.
Besame mucho, Dave. Besame mucho.
Grazie mille.
Freddie got fingered, huh? By the Dodgers.
Right.
They're fingering Freddie and saying, we want you.
Hell of a film.
Frankie Muniz, Tom Green?
Yeah. Swept the Razzies that year. Freddie Freeman, you get them teeth? Woo! That'd be great.
Big Teeth McNeith.
That's right.
That's what they call him out there.
Exactly what they call
him. In the perimeter of Atlanta.
Put him at first base.
Fat Muncy at second with his broken arm that punk Will Smith broke.
Nice throw, dude.
Oh. I'm just a stranger. I love the Blues and the Braves. That's what he says in this song. You listen to Al Jarreau, that's what he says.
What do we have left?
Top story.
Oh.
But we've had a lot of great information.
I was listening to a national brand talk radio show earlier I will share you some highlights from that I believe you will find wildly entertaining. I tried to...
Was it Fight On, Fight On, Fight On?
It was not Fight On, Fight On, Fight On. It was much more regional, yet still national.
It wasn't me talking about Lincoln Riley on one of these interviews.
It was not. I was trying to text you, but it did not turn out the right way.
Was it
Bill Ryder?
I do
voice to text. Oh, I haven't listened to Ryder in a long time. Is he still on the radio?
I don't know. It's been a while.
I don't think he is. That used to be a great commute home.
Made me feel a lot better about what we're doing.
It absolutely did. Job security.
We had great information. We had Salty Brady. We had Telesco, always loquacious.
Oh.
Vasse, breaking news. A couple of very generous listeners for our season of giving. You could still give.
We'd appreciate that. Trying to get to 100 grand by the end of the night. It is dreamcenter.org/donate now, and we're doubling donations. Doubling your donation at dreamcenter.org/donate now here on Giving Tuesday, helping out homeless veterans get holiday meals and try to make their holidays a little bit brighter. 100 Christmas trees, 20,000 holiday ham meals after we helped give out 7,500 Thanksgiving meals. So again, it is dreamcenter.org/donate now.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Petros and Money.
PFS.
With LA Sports. Now.
Your balloon throwing show of record. PMS, happy to be with you. Don't forget, Thursday we are live from BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse in Orange from 2 to 5, Thursday Night Football. So come on down, located in the outlets in Orange. We've been there many times. We'd love you to see us. We have prizes to give away and all that. And speaking of giveaway, we have the Season of Giving going on right now. We're able to double up your donations right now, trying to make it to 20 G's or 100 G's today. We have a goal of serving 20,000 holiday ham meals. So check that out at dreamcenter.org/donate now if you want to help with the Season of Giving. More on that as we continue. We're going to talk to Sean Mike a little bit later, our guy who put the money up to double up for everything. And again, that is dreamcenter.org/donate now to donate. But right now, it's time for the top story of the day.
Top story of the day.
Brought to you by HMS Capital, hmscapital.com. Take the HMS Capital Challenge. Apply for a refi or mortgage with HMS Capital and any other lender you wish, and let them earn your business. Call them at 833-255-5698. 833-255-5698. Tried to send you this text. The voice to text, you know, can get sideways.
It can.
And it reads, by the way, Find Bomb is exceptional right nowhere. So I didn't send it off.
Fair enough.
But as you know, P.
I wouldn't even know where to find it. I guess Espen Radio.
Sirius XM has it. I think it's Channel 81. It's like the Espen U or Espen Extra or something like that. I can't help myself. Maybe I enjoy it directly. Maybe it's a little bit of irony. Maybe it's the uncomfortable moments between the callers and Paul Feinbaum. But for whatever reason, it is genuine entertainment for me, especially different parts of the country. The screaming and yelling, the mispronunciations of the mad dog, or in the case today, the complete insanity of callers in the South that are being, in my opinion, openly mocked by Paul Feinbaum. For those that kind of operate and listen to the show on a different level and the callers don't quite recognize how he's engaging with them, while at the same time putting down the rest of college football that does not play in the SEC. He does.
So he's operating like Madonna kissing Britney Spears.
It's a David Vasse in the cloud.
Operating on many levels.
So many levels. It's like, yeah, I am making fun of these.
For intellectuals that want to make fun of T-Sips.
Right.
You know, he's there.
And for those of you that are not participating in SEC football, I'm making fun of you for having an inferior brand of college football and taking all the shots possible.
Like, these are my troglodytes.
Exactly. And I'm going to endear myself.
You better not talk bad about my troglodytes.
I'm the only one that can talk bad about them.
Could make fun of Phyllis, and God rest her soul.
The insanity of the callers was at a special level today. And I'll be honest.
Well, this is what they live for, the coaching carousel. This is when
no doubt
some freak at Auburn sends a plane that no one even knows about to pick up Bobby Petrino for an interview that's not even going to happen.
And but let's talk about it for an hour.
Bobby shows up on the planes. It looks like, I'm ready. And it was like, there's no interview. That guy's just rich and he lost his mind.
I'm going to start with what was my favorite theme of the day. And it was multiple callers from multiple states, be it Georgia, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi.
Calling somebody a coward?
T-Sips.
Hey, Paul, this Yankee ain't going to come down here and walk in these living rooms and get these kids to sign.
Oh, Brian Kelly.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something now. You want to be able to go up there and wherever he was and get them kids to commit, fine.
Head football coach at Notre Dame.
That's fine, but that ain't going to fly down here, all right?
What is
he don't know what we eat. He don't know what we drink. He don't know how we live. These kids, they aren't going to sign with some Yankee now.
Were they going to sign with a Texan?
I don't know.
A T-Sip?
I mean, last time I checked, didn't Nick Saban cut his football teeth in Michigan and Ohio before heading down to LSU? I mean, I know he was born in West Virginia, but
Kent State guy.
Kent State, Michigan State.
Yep.
And then down to LSU, where he won a national championship.
That big-faced Italian coach.
Oh, the Cleveland Browns. Don't forget, it was Cleveland Browns as well for a little bit. So
the big-faced Italian coach came down there and was at LSU.
Seemed like.
He was a Big Ten guy.
Yeah, exactly. Seemed like it worked okay for those guys. But for some reason, this guy who thinks he's better than everybody ain't going to be able to come down here.
But he is a Yank now.
I mean,
we're
is.
We're not talking about a guy
from Ohio or a guy from Michigan. We're talking about a Massachusetts real chowderhead.
Era. Born in Massachusetts.
I remember when he joined us and he was like, nature of Notre Dame football has been lost.
Sounded like Mayor Quimby.
Under Charlie Weiss, scarce.
And Nick Saban, he can be a chameleon now. You know, he's got a little twang in that.
Play the piano on a day.
You got the feathered hair, and if you're going out fishing with Mrs. S, you know, and you're having that delicious breaded catfish meal. I mean, he understands, and I would assume Kelly's enough of a CEO type to recognize the room and the fan base, and he will adjust as well.
They call you an out. Kelly's a pretty easy guy to deal with if you're the media. Of course, all these stories coming out about him flipping people off and shoveling snow.
Tommy Reese. Hey, Sala, grab a shovel. Go.
You look bald and strong.
I think Urban Meyer was from Ohio, right? When he went down to Florida and was able to get things sorted out in Gainesville and win a couple national championships.
He doesn't know how we live.
Same thing was brought up, interestingly enough, by a gentleman who called in from Texas.
T-Sips.
Man, that many of those listeners to the Paul Feinbaum program would call a T-Sip. He called in. He was a little, now maybe he's got Sark fatigue. Somehow they got stuck with a guy from Southern California at UT.
Hey.
And USC able to pluck a fine Texas son out of Oklahoma.
California
to coach
play
up Southern
caller.
Cal. They said, hey, man, this here's a Texas guy. And we got a laid-back style that I don't think is going to fly in Los Angeles. Like, did I miss something about the hustle and bustle of Southern California that's not going to fit the laid-back style of the Texas Plains where Lincoln Riley was raised? That he's just going to be rushed from one spot to another because, man, this is the big town here and we really move at a rapid pace, not seen anywhere else in the country.
One thing that really stood out to me when I went to Norman is just what a great job they do at presenting and celebrating their football program, like how much of a better job they do with their Heisman people and the whole, this is our experience and here's who we are. I think it's a fabulous fit. Sorry.
No. It is interesting. All of the judgments that people can come to, the conclusions in the course of 12 hours because
voice.
They don't
That's
like
That's not going to go over in L.A.
You know, you come in with that twang now, you're going to go into some California living rooms, and I don't know if that's going to fly. Seemed like it worked out all right. He had the number one running back out of Southern California going to Oklahoma, the number two quarterback and number three wide receiver going to Oklahoma to play for him from California, leaving their homes and families to go to Norman because they wanted to play for Lincoln Riley. And now they're already flipped. Relique Brown is essentially flipped. He hasn't made it official. Malachi has already flipped officially. Until he signs, it won't be officially official.
Better flip some O-linemen in here.
It's going to be a challenge now. But again,
if the T-Sips want to talk about that, now that's something. They should talk about offensive line, defensive line, culture, and playing defense around a play-calling head coach.
I think as far as adapting to the culture, whether you're a Massachusetts Yankee coming down to Louisiana, that I think I saw the tweet that got all the attention online was Brian Kelly thinks Sprite is spicy. He's such a Yankee. He thinks Sprite is spicy. Or Lincoln Riley, I think you're going to kind of live in a house and you're going to drive to the facility and you're going to hire a staff that's going to help you recruit and coach up these kids. And then you're gonna stand on a field that I believe is the same dimension as it is wherever you came from.
Oh, come on, Normandale.
And you're going to coach a football
team. Put Pee-wee on your shoulders.
You're going to coach a football team that's playing the same game as you've been successful at coaching for the last 12 years for Brian Kelly or 7 years for Lincoln Riley.
One of the things that's interesting in football is, like in college football, and it's what I like about college football. There is geographical differences and institutional differences between schools. And a lot of the time it carries over in decades and decades and eras of college football in places. So it's cool. Like Chris Alt with the pistol, and now they still run a pistol because Norvell is close with Alt and all that. But at a certain point, it's still football and you're coaching. Like,
they're not going to sign with this Yankee, Paul. I'm telling you right now, it ain't going to be the same. I don't know what we're going to do. He ain't going to get them. Really, the kids in Louisiana that essentially have been wearing purple and gold since the moment they came out the
room. Yeah, they're going to Tulane.
Tulane's my spot. I'm going to Louisiana Monroe.
Well, that's right.
Check this out.
And don't forget Tech. They're going to have a new coach. Oh,
here we go. Let's go Bulldogs. Sorry, Yankee. I ain't coming to LSU. You can have Death Valley.
Did anybody get called a T-sip or just Yankee?
T-sip.
Just the Yankee was the best. That Yankee ain't going to come down here now. Ain't gonna work.
Can't you see
room.
Brian Kelly in a pair of Pit Vipers and like a giant
completely
hovercraft like flying over the bayou and just totally changing?
Completely. 100%.
Catholic? I'm a Baptist.
This is the Bible Belt, and we're living on the buckle.
The buckle of the Bible Belt. We'll be back.
What are we doing?
We got a film noir corner, Matt. Two new films that people can entertain themselves with that are not from Texas.
Yankee.
Or Massachusetts. T-sips. Or Ohio.
T-sips.
Or South Bend, Indiana.
T-sips.
Make plans in the dark. Make haste with a boy who can't help but keep good people out. As you talk to me, too much of assuming. We don't always want what's right.
Petros and Money. Available on the free iHeartRadio app. Now.
Petros and Money, AM 570, LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Remember, it's Giving Tuesday today. We'd love for you to help us help our community. Any of your donations made today going to be matched. Thanks to our friend Sean, double donations today.
Oh, double donation. Like, you know,
double up.
Used to be Miss Double December, and now it's Miss Double Donation.
That's right.
Sean
Makey. He will match any offer. $10, $20. $20 becomes $40. $10,000 becomes $20,000. Thanks to Sean, and it's going to that great cause, Dream Center Los Angeles, Justin Turner Foundation, helping out homeless veterans and veterans and their families here in L.A., serving 7,500 Thanksgiving meals this past week, and they want to serve 20,000 holiday ham meals and deliver 100 Christmas trees. All with help from our veterans and volunteers. Again, to donate, you can go to dreamcenter.org/donate now. That's dreamcenter.org/donate now.
And we'll hear from Sean next, right? In our next hour. So that's exciting. Now look, we're going to be at BJ's in Orange on Thursday from 2 to 5. Don't embarrass us. We haven't been there in over a year. And if we show up and nobody shows up, we're going to look like losers to all the chicks in Orange County. And we can't afford to look ridiculous.
This guy is a f***ing show.
Can't have it. So get off the city drive in Orange and come and see us. Located at the outlets in Naranja.
PMS, Film Noir Corner.
Don't be too sure I'm as crooked as I'm supposed to be. That sort of reputation might be good business.
Here's that guy, Petros.
This one, Matt, might end up being your favorite film noir movie.
Okay.
That we... if you choose to take on the challenge of watching it.
Well, I watched Black Coal, Thin Ice.
You did, but that hasn't been one of our movies. We did Wild Goose Lake.
That's right. But it was not available. I was able to find Black Coal, Thin Ice.
Wild Goose Lake on Apple. You got to see that one, too. Okay. But you're going to love this one, and it's in English because it's a British film made by a very famous Italian director. Let's pay a visit, Matt, to Swinging London, shall we? 1966's brilliant movie, Blow Up! Like, blow up a picture, you know. With the skinniest, most nakedest British girls you've ever seen.
Is that right?
And mimes! It's a film about an eccentric, famous, bored British photographer who acts however he wants and does whatever he wants. Walking around swinging London. And he stumbles on some kind of murder mystery. Just taking pictures in the park. Acclaimed director Michelangelo Antonioni made this. And he was nominated for directing and the screenplay for the Oscars for this movie. And this movie has a very, at the time, controversial view of casual sex. Not casual sex, with a question mark, with Victoria Jackson.
And the Dice.
And the Dice Man.
The Dice Man.
But just, you know, casual sack of the 60s in London, swinging London. Fast and loose drug use. And we are your fast and loose drug use show of record.
Real outlier for the times.
This movie was cool. And it requires patience, which I need. You're listening to a live performance in the movie that features the Yardbirds.
How about that?
Jimmy Page and Jeff Beck. There you go. Turn it up. Very innovative for the 60s.
Pretty pissed off at the sound in there.
Yeah, man. Get it.
And that's the freaking Yardbirds.
Oh. Give me a song again.
I miss the 60s. Yeah! All right, I got a clip for you.
Riotous behavior.
Yeah, well, you know, swinging London. I got a clip for you here, Matt, if you want it.
Please.
Here he is. He's bored, the photographer guy, and he's talking to his agent about how he's tired of London.
I'm going off London this week. Doesn't do anything for me. Yeah. I've knocked up a few captions. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I'm fed up with those bloody bitches. Wish I had tons of money. Then I'd be free.
Free to do what? Free like him.
Yeah.
Hobo.
Hobo's free.
So there you go, Matt. Blow up. You'd love it, especially with your rock and roll roots.
How'd you find that?
Same way I find everything. I looked around. Just like I found this one, Matt, from Korea. The gangster, the cop, and the devil. Korean title, Korean movie. I believe this is our first Korean film.
That's the truth.
A rogue cop. A swole, ruthless, but likable gangster. And a horrible serial killer. Created triangle of death and vengeance. If you want to get some wild South Korean vibes with fast-moving South Korean action and dialogue. And this movie has the line, and I quote, "Our are many, but we have the same heart."
Made me feel like something got lost in translation there.
Said it right there. On the screen, you see the marks. You should watch.
You see the marks, it couldn't be anything else.
The gangster. The cop. And the devil. From 2019, Matt.
A new one.
And you see the cops work with a swole-ass gangster to get this evil serial killer.
Who's the devil, I assume?
The serial killer. The cop is the cop.
The gangster is the gangster.
Bingo.
The serial killer is...
the devil. All right.
Oh, look at that tattoo.
And there are many South Korean twists. This is the end where he's...
Spoiler alert, or...?
Yeah, spoiler alert. I just really want it. This is like Kenta Maeda press conference level stuff for people. I just want them to hear some of that Korean dialogue.
That's a cop. That's a gangster. That's a devil.
That's a cop. That's a gangster.
That's a gangster.
That's a gangster. That's a gangster. That's a devil.
내가 왼쪽 가슴을 찔렀는데 분명히 칼자국이 남아 있을 겁니다.
Huh? Oh! Gangster cop of the devil!
저 새끼 손도 한번 확인해 보세요. 흉터가 많을 겁니다. 원래 칼 쓰는 새끼들이 사람 때려다가 손도 다치고 손톱도 깨지고 그러거든. 그리고 마지막으로 이거 저 새끼가 쓴 겁니다. 당신들 좋아하는 비첩조회 하면 될 거고 참고로 여기 허상도는 제 친구입니다. 어차피 허상도 최문식 둘 다 죽고 없어.
All right. So you get an idea there, man.
I feel like there was still a twist coming.
Oh, there was.
And you're leaving me hanging.
Oh, yeah. Something gets left hanging. I'll tell you that. You want me to tell you what happens?
No. I want to watch it. I'm in. I like this one.
Yeah, the gangster.
I like that guy. The gangster's good-looking dude.
You'll love the gangster.
Yeah.
And he's in a lot of movies. We can do a lot of movies with that cock-strong Korean guy.
Ma Dong Sok?
That's him.
Yeah, that dude's good. I like that guy.
He's saying, my dong does not suck.
That's right. Or, because there's a dash, my dong
suck. I don't know. Is there a question mark? All right. So there it is. Blow Up from 1966. Antonioni, the great Italian director, but a British film. And the gangster, the cop, and the devil. Matt's the gangster. Cates is the cop. I'm the devil.
That's the truth.
Ne pense à rien malgré ses blessures. Car le temps de l'amour, c'est long et c'est court. Ça dure toujours.